All right. We want to welcome you. My name is Pastor B. Wallace.
And I'm Keontae McDonald, and you're tuned into Simplify Complexity Relationship Podcast.
So we want to welcome you to another day, another podcast. We are always grateful when you would join us. We also want to encourage you to go to the website, simplifycomplexity.org. There you can find out just some of our other episodes. You can leave comments. And man, we've been getting some really good comments, and so we're thankful for those. As people, we don't just want you to engage with us, but we want you to engage with one another in our comment section. So go there. You can also leave reviews on Apple iTunes or any kind of podcast app that you're using, whether or not if it's Google, or we're now actually in Spotify as well. And so we're just very grateful that this resource is continuing to expand and make its way to more and more people. Mm-hmm. Also, I'm in the process of working on a 2019 book tour. And so my book is Chasing Happily Ever After. It's available on Amazon. And if you would like for me to come to your church, if you would like to try to do a conference or whatever it might be, I'm setting that up right now. So if you're a church leader, or if you can contact me with one of your church leaders, you can go on the website to our contact page, and you'll find more information as far as how to contact me there. Mm-hmm. Keontae, man, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, man. I can't complain.
All right. So you want to let people know what our topic is today?
So our topic today, we'll be diving into looking at cheap date ideas.
Okay. All right. Now, cheap. I mean, is that the right? I mean, I know that word has like a weird...
Right. It has a weird meaning to it. I think people look at cheap all the time as a negative, but cheap isn't a negative. Cheap is, frugal
date ideas. Or inexpensive. Right. I feel like frugal is kind of like, you don't want to be called frugal.
Right.
Yeah, so we're going to go with, but it's cheap because, you know, but doesn't mean, just because it does it, it's cheap, doesn't mean it doesn't have power. It doesn't mean it doesn't have oomph. And when you're on a budget, when you have maybe kids, maybe you're married or whatever it might be. I mean, but even being single and dating, you know, that is expensive.
Exactly.
And so when you can find opportunities to do fun, quality events and things that aren't as expensive, you know, then praise God, you know, right?
Exactly. So.
I'm sure maybe some women, that's where I think us as men right about now, we might be getting in trouble. You know, I'm sure women are like, no, I want the top nine. I want 10 all the time. All right, man. So what you got?
One of my ideas, cheap ideas, and what I think everybody should do, I don't think we do this enough. Whatever city you may live in, you know, we're fortunate enough to live in California, Southern California. So LA is, you know, right next door to us.
Right.
But I don't think a lot of people explore their city as much.
That's good.
And a cheap date idea would be, they have these new things. They're popping up in a bunch of major cities and smaller cities, but they're called Lime bikes or Lime scooters.
Those are fun.
Yeah.
I got on one actually, 2 months ago.
Right. They're really cheap to rent. You know what I mean? You can rent one for the whole day and just ride around your city. You know what I mean? Especially like at night. Like it's just nice to get on the bike. You know, it has a little light on it, or the ones down like in LA and by Long Beach have lights on it. You know, you can just ride through downtown LA, see the cityscape, and, you know, just really take in the skyline and all the lights and stuff like that. And it's a good time to just bond.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So, okay. I like that.
Right. That's one idea.
All right. So I have one. I'll kind of stick with the same theme. And you actually kind of encouraged me, and it's something that I had family come in from out of town, and they were like, oh, we want to do this, and oh, we want to do that. And I was actually doing things and going places that I didn't go or I haven't been, and I live here.
Right.
And so I feel like there's a lot of times places that we can go, especially when you live in certain areas of the world. So, you know, we're like, again, we're in California.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's places that really aren't that expensive that you can go and experience certain types of museums, whether or not if it's the Space Museum, or you can go to the beach.
Right.
You know, so just look for kind of tourist places that you can kind of just go and visit yourselves.
Exactly.
Whether or not if that's going to the beach. And that's where I was riding the line, as we rode it from Venice. And mind you, there you go. You got several different beaches. You can go to Santa Monica Pier.
Mm-hmm.
That's not costing you any money.
Exactly.
You could just go and walk around the pier. Now, if you want to ride one of the rides, that's a whole different story.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can go down there or get like a quick little hot dog or whatever they have. You can go to Venice Beach another day.
Mm-hmm.
You can go down to, what is that, Laguna Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And then make those all different trips, different days. Maybe that's your summer activity, but just looking for those different opportunities.
Right. And then piggybacking off you, like speaking on like the museums and stuff on that, like we're so fortunate to live in this day and age that we have Google. Like, if you just simply just, you can just Google, like, free museums in my area.
Yeah.
There's a lot of museums that offer, like, free days. Some, you know, things that you might not necessarily go to just on any other regular day. But now, since it's free, you have the chance to really experience the exhibits.
Well, even if it isn't free, we're talking about inexpensive. And so, it was it $5 cover charge? $10? Yeah, come on. You know, what is $10? Go to the museum and really show her. Or show him that you have a well-roundedness.
Right.
And even though you might be looking at some pictures and you're like, I really don't care. You know, it's not, it's about bonding. It's about you two being together. And I want to say, as we're kind of talking about this, is so important, especially when you're married. I feel like when you're first dating and getting to know someone, you're constantly doing things. But the longer you're with someone, the more that we become relaxed and we feel like we don't have to put in as much. And so therefore, especially when people are married for a couple years, 5 years, 10 years, that whole dating process and going out and making sure you're spending that quality time together goes down.
Right. It starts to really slow down. It's funny. Me and my wife were having this conversation the other night, actually last night. We were just talking about just how long we've been together. And this is one of the key reasons why, you know, last year we really implemented our date nights, you know, where we'll switch off every month and I'll plan a date and she'll plan a date or whatnot, because it's very important for you to just break away from the monotony of going to work, coming home, kids. Dealing with the kids. Yeah, you know, so it's good to really, you know, get into date mode. And you know, us, since we're going on a date every month, we always try to look at, you know, what's something fun that we can do that won't break the bank. Right. You don't have to always go on a helicopter tour or, you know, I mean, skydive somewhere with each
right,
other.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can find a couple hundred dollars,
even $100 altogether.
Right.
That's why we're doing fun, cheap dates. Did you have another one?
Yeah, I think another idea I have, and another thing too, and some of the stuff I'm going to give is like hidden gems that people don't really know.
That's why they listen, right? So you guys get the inside scoop when you listen to Simplify Complexity.
So whatever city that you live in, I would say go to Google and look up to see if your city either has a go card or a city pass card. Now, what these cards are is, let's just take LA for example. We have Disneyland, Universal Studios, the Aquarium of the Pacific, all of these things. If you go to these things separate, Disneyland's going to run you about $100.
Yep.
Universal Studios is going to run you about $150. Universal Studios is going to run you about $80. But if you go on the Go Pass or the Go Card on Google, you can get a pass for one day that's like $90, and you're able to go to as many things in Southern California as you can in one day.
That's hot.
You know what I mean? So that's cheap, and it makes it adventurous, because it's like, okay, how many things can we hit in one day? Okay, we're gonna spend half of the day at Knox, and we're going to go to Universal Studios and see what we can knock out. You know,
spend
so
the other half in traffic. Trying to get you on.
right. You could bond in traffic. You know what I mean? But yeah, I would say just look up either Go Card or City Pass in the city that you're in. And it's some cool stuff. Me and my wife, we went to Hawaii not too long ago, and we just, you know, of course you know that there's things to do in Hawaii, but the vast amount of things we've been able to do in Hawaii on such a cheap budget with this Go Card, it made it all better.
Except for the ticket. We're doing cheap days, man.
Ticket. You can't miss Don't Hawaii. Fly to Hawaii.
What are we going to do, walk? All right, so another one I had is actually the movies. Now, I know right about now you're like, wait a minute, the movies are expensive. But you would be surprised, there's actually some that offer discounts during the week. Mm-hmm. And so one of my favorites is actually AMC. AMC has $5 Tuesdays.
Okay.
So if you didn't know, now you know. Right. So you can actually go see a movie at nighttime, anytime. It's not matinee. You can see it at nighttime for $5, where it's normally costing you maybe around $15.
Yeah.
And there you go. You got $5. And hey, somebody has a big purse, you can throw maybe some popcorn. I'm joking. Kind of. All right. So, but that's a cool cheap date that would normally cost a lot more, where it's only costing $10 for two tickets.
Right. And I said another thing to deal with movies is what a lot of people don't really go to now because we're so high tech, but there are some places that still have drive-ins around. And the cool thing about a drive-in movie theater, if you haven't been in a long time, like usually when you pay to get in, it's the payment for two films or whatnot.
So yeah, let's say
if you're really there just to see one film, I would say when you go into the drive-in, before you go in, you know, stop to get you your favorite, you know, some food or whatnot. Bring like some board games and some cards with you, because while that first movie is playing, you really didn't come to see. Yeah. You guys can have a card game, play some board games in the car. Yeah, I mean, all this is leading up to your feature film. Yeah. Or whatnot. Like I said, you're spending that time. So.
Well, I'm gonna say a game night. A game night's another good mm-hmm. one. That's that one you have friends and people come over and just fellowship and have a good time. And as you mentioned, you got games. It's not really costing you anything. If you want to, everybody can chip in for pizza
right.
or something like that. But that's not going to be that much, and it's going to be really rich and fun fellowship. So, mm-hmm. all right. What did you have another one, man?
Yeah, another one is get out to see nature. What me and my wife like to do, we like to like go on hikes. One of our bucket lists is just to visit every national forest mm-hmm. there is in America or whatnot. We've scratched a bunch of them off our list already, but you know, going into a national forest like Yosemite or Zion National Park in Utah, these are things you don't have to really fly to. Well, us in California, you don't have to really fly to. You can just, it's a nice little drive. You're yeah. spending quality time driving and playing car karaoke, you know, doing stuff like that. But then once you get into the park and go hiking and just experiencing these views, like there's nothing else comparable to it.
Right.
And it's, like I said, it's fairly cheap. You know, to get your car in is like $20. And that $20 lasts you for the whole week, you know, if you want to bring your car back in and forth or whatnot. So,
all right. That's not bad. And I know some people will say a walk. I get it. I don't know. at least you added a little bit more to the walk, you know, like yeah, you're walking yeah. someplace. Maybe, I guess you can go to the mall and walk, the outdoor malls now, but still, mm-hmm. it's really hard to walk around the outdoor. But no, okay, I'll give it this. You go to the outdoor mall, you walk, and then maybe you just like walk around and just kind of taste, at least do a little bit of the food, mm-hmm. maybe a little bit of the, because normally in the malls, they have little things around. So maybe you get pretzels here and you keep walking.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, so at least you're yeah. doing more than just like doing a walk around the block.
Right.
I guess a walk is cool if you've been married, you know, if you're married. But I think if you're kind of dating and getting to know somebody, I think she wants a little bit more than a walk. She, at least take her on a hike. At least it feels like, you know, that's an adventure. Yeah. There's something going on.
Yeah, you want to feel adventurous.
Yeah. So I think I had another one where we were looking at. Now, what about Netflix?
Netflix, it definitely falls under the role of being cheap.
It's definitely cheap. But I feel like you can do that anytime. So I actually want to say no Netflixing.
Yeah.
Because that doesn't count as a date. That just mm-hmm. counts as we just sitting up kind of watching some TV.
Right. It's something I can do by myself.
Yeah. So if you're listening to this, Netflix does not technically count as a date for us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you just take that out as your date, that moves you and pushes you to do something that just everybody does automatic. Right. And all of a sudden, you spend every day watching Netflix every weekend. You really didn't go out.
Right. So. That's just called binging.
Yeah.
For me, I think another idea is do a group date. Get a bunch of your friends, you know what I mean, that you're very comfortable with, and have a fellowship opportunity. Because usually when you do a group date, if you go places like we have Big Al's, which, you know, has a bowling alley
like
and a
Big
bunch
Al's,
of stuff
yeah.
in there.
They're transforming a lot of the bowling alleys now to kind of look like a Big Al.
Yeah.
It's more that sit and lounge and food, and you got the waiter
right,
or
right.
coming.
Personal
cool.
service.
Yeah.
You know, so like at Big Al's, like they even have like a private room, like your own private bowling room or whatnot.
Yeah, I had my birthday there.
Yeah, yeah. And
it was fun though, man. We had a good time.
So with those, like if you have a group of people, all you guys can split the cost. You know, I mean, we did this over the weekend actually. A couple of my fellas or whatnot. And we just all kind of split the cost, and we were there for a couple of hours. It was fun, entertaining.
I don't know about
and
cheap,
easy on the pocket.
But it was, you thought it was easy on the
well,
pocket?
Well, we had a large group of people, you okay. know. The room that we rented was like $45. You know, you have like 10, 12 people, you know, you break that down and it becomes cheap.
Okay. All right. It's not bad. Now, I do want to say, Big Al's, if anybody from management's listening to this, you can go ahead and just ship us a couple tickets. You know,
right,
we
right,
appreciate
right.
that. All right. So what about working out together?
Working out together is good. I think that's a good idea.
Okay. All right. I think you just have to communicate. I think that's one of those where it could be a put off, or it could be like this weird, like you're judging me.
Yeah.
So, you know, right? So you just have to kind of work out, like make it fun.
Right.
And build on that. So don't, you know, I think sometimes as guys, we can be like, you know, you need to get her, you know, you need to do this, you need to do that, or 50 push-ups. Come on, go. And, mm-hmm. and it's no longer really a date. You're like drill sergeant mode.
Like, yeah, are we in boot camp?
Yeah, thank you. That's what I was looking for. I was looking for something like that. So,
right.
So, yeah, but I think just going to work out together.
Right.
All right, what you got, man?
I think another thing is, again, with, like, Google and just inquiring. I don't think we inquire a lot about stuff, but, you know, every city has either, you know, a major sports team or just a local sports team, especially when it comes to, like, local sports teams. Those games are, like, $5, $10 or whatnot. Right,
yeah.
You know, you can go root for your local home team or whatnot.
Get a little bit of the experience.
Yeah, you know, a sports type of experience. Or even, like, some nights, like I said, you have a major team. Like, I know some nights, like, the Dodgers and stuff like that. Like, they have cheap nights where you can just go when they're playing a game. If you've never been to a baseball game, that's a good experience as well.
And baseball, you can definitely get some tickets. There may be a little bit nosebleed, but you can get them for like $6, $10.
Yeah, you know,
and
it's not bad.
And it's just fun. It's more than the experience. And mind you, when we're saying these things, it's the experience. It's you two spending time together,
right,
enjoying one another's company. That's the key. That's the substance. The substance isn't the things. And so you're not looking for things to make your relationship. And that actually brings another one. Maybe a picnic out at the park.
Yep.
And just relaxing. And when you go, don't have to have a bunch of activities. Just enjoy one another. Have that picnic. Maybe you're out there taking a nap. You know, so that's pretty simple.
Yeah, just you two.
Bring a kite. Fly a kite or something.
Mm-hmm.
We already talked about kind of going to the beach. And you were mentioning kind of local stuff. So you also have like local plays,
mm-hmm,
whether or not if it's at the high school or if it's at the community center. So you can always kind of look and see what's happening at the town square. Especially, I feel like they're doing more town square community type stuff.
Yeah.
And so I know in some of the areas by us, they'll have like a big movie night and they'll show a movie outside.
Right.
Or
right.
They'll have little carnivals. We here in Ontario, we have a really cool car show. And so it doesn't cost anything. You just go and you get to see all the fancy cars and, mm-hmm, and walk up and down the street that day. And it's like a carnival setting with cars.
Right. See, there's a lot of town squares doing that. And I've also noticed that a lot of college campuses, like where if you're near like a big college campus, like they always have something going on where there's kind of like an open mic or some type of concert series, concert showcase and stuff like that. And those are usually free as well.
Yeah.
And I think another thing too, to really maximize your local things to do, download apps like Groupon and Living Social. There's an app called Gold Star that I download, and it always shows me like, you know, either complimentary tickets or very discounted tickets for stuff like plays, because you know what happens is if a play has a bunch of tickets and it's like getting towards kind of like the last few hours, they start selling those high price tickets at cheaper prices just to fill the seats.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So, you know, that's a good thing to look up.
Now, also, go and call your local hardware supply store, like a Lowe's or a Home Depot, because oftentimes on the weekends or at Michael's, they have like projects, and they'll show you how to do certain things. And so you're just kind of going and, look, this is how you paint a certain thing, or this is how you build something.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we're just talking about building quality time and doing something active, and a lot of times it doesn't cost anything.
Right. That's good stuff.
Did you have another one?
The last one I would say is maximize your community center. Most cities, I believe, have like community centers. I always get the Ontario book in the mail, and it shows like all the activities and classes that they're showing or are giving for either free or very cheap prices, like cooking classes or, you know, how to make, I don't know, weave, you know, clothes together and things of that nature. But it's a whole host of things that you can do with each other with these classes. So look those up. And, you know, like I said, that's just quality time.
Right. I think I had, you were mentioning community centers. What came to my mind is volunteering.
Oh, yeah.
So look to go volunteer someplace. And so not only are you spending quality time together, but you're actually helping and serving others. And it creates a good conversation piece.
Right.
You know, something to discuss. Also, maybe making something at home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so whether or not if you make pizza together or you're trying to create some dish that, you know, you've never done before. You know, just thinking outside the box.
Right.
Maybe go out, get painting canvases and just try to go paint.
Exactly.
You know, so you don't have to go to one of the stores, but just go buy a canvas and some paintbrushes and stuff and go out to the park or to the woods or something and just, you know, laugh and what you guys paint.
Right. Or, you know, in arts and crafts. There's a lot of things in my house that my wife has, like, in our kitchen for, like, her utensils and stuff that we've went to either Michael's or even the 99-cent store and buy, like, jars and then get paint and just paint over the jars and stuff, and voila, she has decorations, you know, in her kitchen and on our kitchen wall and things of that nature. So there's tons of things out there that you guys can find.
There is. It's just a matter of being intentional. So I think to close, what I want to encourage is let's be mindful that we're not comparing ourselves to other people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the dangers, and one of the things that I'm being more aware of, is social media and how we're constantly looking at other people and what they're doing, and we're admiring it to the point to where it's feeding into a negative spirit about where we're at or what we're doing. And so, oh, they went here, and oh, they did this, and oh, you know, and so I would just really warn against that, and just don't compare what other people are doing. Yeah, they went over to Jamaica, but you know, that's not you. You don't know what's happening in their life. You don't know what that trip was like in Jamaica. And so that's the thing about pictures, is I don't know too many people that post bad pictures.
Right.
Everything is intentional. True. They look for the best one, for the best experience, but you don't see what's happening in the background. You didn't see maybe the argument on the way to Jamaica. You didn't see, you know, him hitting on her and not physically. I'm talking about like him checking out somebody else and then getting to, you know, I'm just saying you don't see all the other stuff. So, you know, be careful about social media when it comes out to dates and what people are doing, and, you know, be mindful about what you have to post. I feel like we have to post everything. I don't know.
Just to piggyback off of you, man, one of my favorite quotes I always think about is, it says, comparison is a thief of joy. You know, and it's just really tried and true, because you really have to grow to find the joy in your right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you're sitting at home and doing arts and crafts with your wife, is you're going to get more experience and more memories made than that person you see on Facebook hopping on a jet and flying somewhere. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it's all about what your own experiences, and really encapsulating that joy between you and the person that matters the most.
Right. And you're not going to get that by constantly admiring other people and what they're doing. So just get out and start doing it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
All right, man. Let's close in prayer. Father, we love you. We thank you for this opportunity that we can just talk to people and possibly share and encourage people. Like, look, there's actually some really great date ideas that maybe they didn't think of, and things that can just enrich their relationship. And that's what it's about, Father. We just pray that relationships are enriched and that they are better for it. We love you. We ask all these things in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. God bless you. God keep you. Don't forget to go to the website, simplifycomplexity.org. Until next time. Talk to you later.
I'd rather be your people, I'd rather see. Where there's two or three, then there the Lord will be. Where the Lord is, then there you'll see me. If the Lord ain't going, then I'm not going. Let us be best minded with the mind of Christ. Let us love one another as you will love I. You need me just as much as I need you, because a body can't function when a body